Across China.
Across China.
聪明的学习方式。
This is the BBC.
Hi, and welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Vicky.
Hi, 大家好，我是陈黎。
In today's program, we're talking about children in the UK working.
是说孩子们在学校做的一些工作吗？
No, I mean children having jobs.
孩子们怎么会有工作呢？难道他们不去上学吗？
Yes, but teenagers in the UK are allowed to do some paid work as well as going to school.
原来英国在校的青少年同时也可以打工。
Yes, but there are lots of rules about it. Here's Sandy Hobbs from the University of Paisley, who's done some studies into child working.
If you're under the minimum school leaving age, in other words, the June after your 16th birthday,you need to have the permission of your local authority if you're to have a job. The national law, theoretically, allows people to work from the age of 13 in certain restricted jobs. But a local authority has the right to have a bylaw which says 14 is the minimum age.
So the rules apply if a child is under the minimum school leaving age.
也就是说，这些孩子们在16岁前是不能离开学校的。
The youngest that anyone can have a job is 13, and they can only work in certain restricted jobs.
Restricted, 受限制的。
Local authorities can decide to make bylaws to make the rules stricter.
A bylaw, 地方性法规，也就是根据各个地区的需要，在国家法定准则的基础上制定的一个规章。
Other parts of the law are more complicated. The law...lays down limitations on the kind of jobs that can be done, the age at which you can work, the hours you can work. If they were washing up, that's legal, but it's illegal for somebody under 16 to be preparing food.
有些法律条款非常复杂，有很多限制。
Limitations.
他举了一个例子，说青少年可以在餐馆洗餐具，但是却不允许备餐。下面来复习刚才我们听到的一些词汇和短语。
Minimum school leaving age.
离校的最低年限。
Restricted.
受到限制的。
Bylaw.
地方法规。
Limitations.
很多限制。
Here's the information about the laws again.
If you're under the minimum school leaving age, in other words, the June after your 16th birthday, you need to have the permission...of your local authority if you're to have a job. The national law, theoretically, allows people to work from the age of 13 in certain restricted jobs. But a local authority has the right to have a bylaw which says 14 is the minimum age. Other parts of the law are more complicated. The law lays down limitations on the kind of jobs that can be done, the age at which you can work, the hours you can work. If they were washing up, that's legal.But it's illegal for somebody under 16 to be preparing food.
这里是 BBC Learning English.
From the BBC.
我们刚才听到在英国年纪在13到16岁之间的青少年可以从事一些有报酬的工作。那么他们在学校的功课怎样？教师们又如何看待青少年花时间在校外打工呢？
Well, here's Clarissa Williams, a head teacher, to give us her opinion.
Well, I think earning money is a very good idea. The maturity that comes after work experience is very noted. They feel much more responsible. They learn about money management, all the life skills that, in fact, schools are expecting young people to achieve. My concern as a head teacher would be about any negative impact that would have on learning. And if their studies are affected by not having the balance and being sufficiently organized or being too tired...then we would have concerns.
他说到了孩子们打工的一些好处。
They show more maturity.
Maturity, 成熟的。
They learn about money management.
理财。
And gain other life skills.
Life skills, 一些生活技能。
Well, I think earning money is a very good idea. The maturity that comes after work experience is very noted. They feel much more responsible. They learn about money management, all the life skills that, in fact, schools are expecting young people to achieve.
But she said there can be a negative impact, too.
A negative impact. 一个负面的影响。
Their studies can be affected by not having the right balance.
平衡。
Children need to have enough time to do paid work as well as their schoolwork, not instead of it. Clarissa gave an example of when children are doing too much.
My concern as a head teacher would be about any negative impact that would have on learning, and if their studies are affected by not having the balance and being sufficiently organised or being too tired, then we would have concerns. Some of them have two or three jobs. Some of them have a cleaning job, they might work in a fish and chip shop, they may do babysitting.
有些学生居然有两到三个工作。
For example, a cleaning job.
打扫卫生。
Working in a fish and chip shop.
在一家薯条炸鱼外卖店打工。
And babysitting.
做保姆。下面是我们刚学到的一些新词语。
Maturity.
成熟。
Money management.
理财。
Life skills.
生活技能。
A negative impact.
一个负面的影响。
Babysitting.
做保姆。这里是 BBC Learning English.
So, we've heard some of the laws about children working in the UK, and we've heard from a teacher about the possible impact on their schoolwork. But what do parents and children think about having a job while still at school?
下面是一位母亲和她年轻的女儿谈论需要找工作的理由。
Well, I just think it helps to make her a little bit more independent because, well, she relies on me financially and I work very hard. So I do think at some point in time she needs to get a job and realise that it doesn't grow on trees. I mean, she's learning to drive, so driving lessons are very expensive, but she needs to show some responsibility that she's willing to earn the money to put towards what we've given her.
I want one because I want my own money and I just want to spend it on what I want, when I want.
So the mother thinks it will make her daughter more independent.
Independent, 独立.
And she also wants her daughter to understand about money. She used an idiom, it doesn't grow on trees.
字面意思是钱不是长在树上的。就如我们中文所说的不会白白从天上掉下来。天上不会掉馅饼，凭空得到的。
She gave the example that her daughter is learning to drive, which is very expensive. So she thinks she should show some responsibility.
Responsibility, 责任，职责。
She should be willing to earn some money to put towards what the parents give her.
To earn, 去挣钱。To put towards, 增加收入。
And the daughter would like to have her own money to spend on whatever she likes.
Well, I just think it helps to make her a little bit more independent because, well, she relies on me financially and I work very hard. So I do think at some point in time she needs to get a job and realise that it doesn't grow on trees. I mean, she's learning to drive, so driving lessons are very expensive, but she needs to show some responsibility that she's willing to earn the money to put towards what we've given her.
I want one because I want my own money and I just want to spend it on what I want, when I want.
我们还问了一些成年人，当年他们在校时是否打过工。
When I was 13, I started as a paper boy. At the age of 15, although I was still a paper boy at the time, I worked at a local supermarket. Later on, when I was 16, I got a summer job, part-time working in the office of a family friend.So that meant one summer, I was actually doing three jobs.
First of all, I started off with a paper round when I was about 12, and then I worked in a shoe shop. I worked after school and on Saturdays, and then I also worked on a farm. And then as soon as I was 17 and I was old enough to drive, then I got a job at a supermarket, which wasn't within walking distance, but paid better, so it made sense to go and work there.
The first job I can remember doing was delivering newspapers. So I must have been about 13 or 14, and I had to get up really, really early in the morning and go and collect the papers from the newsagents and then cycle round a route and deliver the newspapers, then go back home and then go to school.
Now, I used to work in the local fudge factory, and I had the honour of packing this into small cartons. I did this at the age of 16.
So one of the most common jobs that children can do is a paper round.
那就是说每天早上骑单车挨家挨户送报纸。
A child who does this job is called a paper boy or paper girl. Another common job for children to have is working in a shop or supermarket. I had a Saturday job in a supermarket when I was 16.
A Saturday job, 在周六打工，经常呢是在一家店铺或者超市里。
And other teenagers work in factories.
Factories, 工厂。
Or in an office.One person there said he worked during the school holidays as well.
如果孩子们愿意的话，他们在放假的时候可以做更多的活。
We also asked some parents if they would encourage their children to get a job while at school.
Yes, of course they should get out and work. I think that would be excellent if they wanted to do that, actually.
I think introducing them to the world of work at an early age is really good for them because it encourages them to earn their own money.Know what it's like in the grown-up world. Because when I was a child, I saved up money from my paper rounds and bought myself a stereo and had great satisfaction in that I'd actually worked hard and had something to show for it at the end, and I would definitely encourage that with my kids.
In London, I would worry about my children delivering newspapers, say, early in a dark winter's morning. But I think it would be very good for them to get work experience.And perhaps help in a hospital or in a school. So they should experience the world of work, but I would feel worried about them doing paid employment.
Well, I was constantly trying to get my daughter out to get a job, and because I thought that it would be good for her, but she's quite lazy and she didn't want to do it. So even if it's not paid work, some voluntary work would have been nice.
看来我们问到的大多数人都鼓励他们的孩子在学校学习的同时可以在校外打工。
Several people use the phrase, it's good for them.
也就是说对孩子大有益处。
Two people suggested alternatives to paid employment. One man thought his daughter should have done some voluntary work.
做义工。
And one mother said she would worry about her children doing a paper round, but she thinks children should get work experience.
也就是说短时间的无偿的工作实践使孩子们可以积累一些工作经验。
Let's recap some of the language we've heard in the last part of the program. To earn.
挣钱。
It doesn't grow on trees.
不是白拿的凭空得到的。
A paper round.
送报。
Voluntary work.
做义工。
Work experience.
工作经验。
Well, I hope you've enjoyed hearing about how teenagers work in the UK. Please join us again for another programme.
下次节目再会。
Bye!
BBC Learning English.